The Rio Del City Council met on December 17th for the last council meeting of the year. A proposal to give away Grade A exceptional quality wastewater biosolids to local residents in order to dispose of an excess that has accumulated was voted down, but the council will reconsider it in the future with more details to be provided. Biosolids are dewatered and treated sewage sludge that has met the EPA guidelines outlined in Title 40, Part 503 of the Federal Regulation Code and are considered safe as compost or fertilizer, including for food crops or livestock pasture. There are specific rules governing the levels of pathogens and pollutants in the biosolid product that determine the exceptional quality designation. However, critical known carcinogens like dioxins are not tested for or regulated at this time. The exceptional quality category also means that there are no restrictions on the use or application of the biosolids anywhere. Over half of the biosolids produced in California wind up repurposed as a soil amendment, with many municipalities selling their waste product or giving it away as compost. Fortuna recently advertised their biosolids compost for sale, starting at $10 a cubic yard for city residents. Councilmember Melissa Marks was very reluctant to give away the waste product, which would then be used on properties throughout the city. One concern expressed by Marks was whether or not a property owner could prevent a tenant from adding the waste product to the soil if they did not want it on their land, but the city would not be in a position to monitor that, according to City Manager Jim Stretch.
But you see, the problem is if it's a renter, the property owner doesn't know that this is coming onto their property. I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't feel that I don't know how it can be used.
Okay. Wouldn't that be between the property owner and the renter? I mean, wouldn't the property owner tell the renter that, you don't want to skip away, I don't want any of that stuff on my property?
I'm sure, but...
I mean, that'd be easier than us trying to keep track of...
Oh, yeah, but I'm sure, but I think that there is a good chance that it may slip through the cracks. So I'll give you a list of... that I wish not for that to be given away for anybody at my addresses.
We can talk more about that. I want to keep it at least where it goes and where it doesn't go.
A 2002 report regarding the use of biosolids as a soil amendment by the National Academy of Science indicated the need for further testing and updating the EPA standards, which were set back in 1993, citing anecdotal reports of adverse health effects ranging from mild to severe. A report on the results of a recent survey concerning Eel River access was presented. Less than 10% of the surveys sent out were returned with information on river usage and issues noted. The limited number of responses showed that 65% used the river for recreational activities, including hiking, walking dogs, and off-road vehicles, and were not in favor of closing off access. A majority was in favor of limiting access to daytime hours. One of the major complaints has been the off-road vehicles that are driving on the river bar and allegedly tearing up the riverbanks and destroying the environment. Tire tracks can be seen clearly on the riverbank from vehicles driving in circles, spinning out their tires, and other similar destructive maneuvers. It was pointed out in the meeting by Police Chief Graham Hill and Councilmember Gordon Johnson that it is likely to be a small minority of the off-road drivers that are ruining it for everyone else and endangering the ongoing access to the river.
You know, that maybe the majority of the users who use it responsibly might take more of an interest if they knew that the minority of the users were maybe putting it, that
now,
resource
if
in jeopardy.
If the council determines to totally restrict, you know, ATVs and motorcycles, I mean, it's going to impact all of those people.
The council decided at this point to take minimal action, try to gather more public input, and come back later to address the issue. The council then addressed public access to the Eel River from Painter Street that has been closed off by an adjacent property owner. The city right-of-way was surveyed to establish the lines, and Mr. Bairstow will be asked to remove the fences, gates, and any structures that are within the right-of-way. The city is going to move towards restoring the public access on Painter Street for foot traffic only, which means they will need to develop a plan for parking close by. The city will be contacting the property owner next to enforce the public right-of-way. This would give two public access points to the Eel River in Rio Del on Edwards Drive and Painter Street. Future plans for developing the river and expanding public access, which may include possibly restricting motorized vehicles, will be something that requires more public input than has been present at City Council meetings to date. This has been Sharon Wolf with the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.